Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Well, through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we have God victoriously birthed the new earth. Now it is our responsibility to live, move, breathe, and act out of that profound truth. As we do, our physical reality will be transformed, and these patterns of perfection that are now pulsating in the realms of cause will be magnetized down and manifest in our tangible reality in this physical plane. As you listen to this online broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And today we're going to discuss some of the wonders that have taken place. Together through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we're going to work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment, so open your heart and mind and be here now. Well, welcome to the new earth. Congratulations. Through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we have God victoriously birthed the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of cause. During the unprecedented celestial alignment that took place on December 21st, and 22nd in 2012, our Father Mother God inbreathed the earth and all creation up the spiral of evolution into the next octave of our learning experiences. This event, which was called the Shift of the Ages, is a natural part of our evolutionary experience that occurs only once every so many million years. This shift involved not only the sons and daughters of God who are evolving on earth, but also the sons and daughters of God throughout all creation. Each and every child of God is now in position to co-create with our God parents the next phase of our journey back to the heart of our Father Mother God. This will be a unique process for every child of God throughout the universe. But on earth, it will be glorious beyond our wildest imagination. In order to grasp the magnitude of what the birth of the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of cause means for each of us, we must understand that the fifth dimension is a frequency of light that transcends separation and duality. Within this higher frequency of vibration, the gross mutations of disease, poverty, hunger, war, greed, hatred, or pain and suffering of any kind cannot be sustained. The fifth dimension is the timeless, spaceless frequency of God's infinite light and perfection. It is the frequency that we have always known as the heavenly realms. Now, with the shift of the ages God victoriously accomplished, the heavenly realms have also ascended and have moved up the spiral of evolution into the sixth-dimensional realms of light. Within the fifth dimension, divine love and the consciousness of oneness and reverence for life are the only reality existing. The sons and daughters of God abiding in the fifth dimension are destined to co-create experiences that enhance life with every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief we express. We will co-create win-win situations for everybody as we perpetually focus on love, light, and the highest good for all concerned. This may sound too good to be true, but actually, it does not even begin to describe the wonders and the joyous things we will be co-creating once we accept that the new earth has been birthed and we daily and hourly live out of that profound truth. I know the events of 2012 December solstice have created a lot of confusion. That's because of people's expectations and because it's difficult for people to step back and see the bigger picture. For eons of time, our fragmented, fear-based human egos have manipulated us into believing that our physical body is who we are, and that the physical plane of Earth is our only reality. Nothing could be further from the truth, but that illusion is a very hard habit to break. We look at the outer world, and we come to the erroneous conclusions about events that have taken place in multidimensional levels of our existence. Our conclusions are wrong because we are multidimensional beings of light, and we abide in many dimensions simultaneously. Actually, the physical plane of Earth is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in, and it is the very last dimension to reflect the changes that have taken place in the realms of cause. The Company of Heaven is very aware of the challenge we have with our egos, and they are now doing everything they can to help us perceive the truth of the miraculous birth of the new earth. So ask your I Am Presence and the Company of Heaven for clarity as you take this following information into your heart of hearts. You are already aware of the wonders that have transpired over the past few months. That is true even if you don't remember these events on a conscious level. And contrary to sometimes outer appearances, you have been an instrument of God during this cosmic moment. And you were an intricate part of the fulfillment of this important part of the divine plan. On December 21st, 2012, during the moments of Earth's alignment with the galactic core of the Milky Way, our Father, Mother, God in-breathed this planet and all life evolving upon her up the spiral of evolution. During that cosmic moment, this precious planet reclaimed her rightful place in our solar system. That sacred event paved the way for another activity of light that had to be victoriously accomplished in order for the new Earth and all humanity to be successfully birthed into the full embrace of the fifth dimension. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, the avatar of the Piscean Age, revealed an activity of light that would take place during these end times, which would serve as a catalyst for the returning the sons and daughters of God on earth back to Christ consciousness. The event he revealed was a baptism by sacred fire that would be initiated by our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, on behalf of awakening humanity. This miraculous event was God victoriously accomplished on December 22nd, 2012, thus paving the way for the successful birth of the new Earth in the fifth dimension. In order for us to really comprehend the enormity of what has occurred for humanity and the Earth, the Company of Heaven has asked me to reiterate important information that they have given to us regarding the wonders and the miraculous events that humanity are now experiencing. So I'd like to talk to you about the information that has been given to us about this baptism by sacred fire. In the beginning, we were a full-grown being of light, and an immortal, victorious, threefold flame enveloped our earthly bodies. The blue flame of our Father God's power activated our left brain hemisphere and the rational, logical portion of our brain. It also activated the masculine power center within our throat chakra. The pink flame of our Mother God's love activated our right brain hemisphere and the creative, intuitive portion of our brain. This sacred fire also activated the feminine love center within our heart chakra. Our Mother God is the feminine polarity of God. She is the holy comforter and expresses the love nature of God. She is the being that we came to know as the Holy Spirit within the Holy Trinity. Now, initially, the masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God were perfectly balanced within us. This allowed our Father God's blue flame of power and our Mother God's pink flame of divine love to merge into what we know is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This perfectly balanced violet flame activated our spiritual brain centers, which include our pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic center at the base of our brain. When these spiritual brain centers were activated, our crown chakra of enlightenment was open to full breadth, allowing the yellow-gold flame of Christ consciousness to birth the child of God that we are into the physical plane of Earth. This yellow-gold flame completed the immortal victorious threefold flame and the manifestation of the Holy Trinity within us, the blue flame of our Father God's power, the pink flame of our Mother God's love, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom. After our fall from grace, we began creating overwhelming pain and suffering for ourselves. We used our gift of free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to create patterns of perfection that have resulted in all of the maladies that are existing on Earth. When we began experiencing pain for the first time, we were afraid, and we had no idea how to cope with what was happening in our lives. We were so buried in our self-inflicted strife that we could not raise our heads above the mud puddle of our miscreations enough to see the light. This prevented us from communicating with our God self, or from even perceiving viable solutions to the problems that we were creating through Christ consciousness and a higher level of intelligence. All we wanted to do was to make the pain stop. We knew that our heart chakra was the portal through which our feelings were expressed in the physical plane. And we thought that maybe if we blocked this portal, the pain would stop. So the children of God, in a desperate attempt to stop our pain, made the fateful decision to close our heart chakras. The beings of light have revealed that when we closed our heart chakras, we blocked the portal through which our Mother God's love entered the physical plane of Earth. This catastrophic occurrence forced our Mother God to withdraw her love to a mere trickle of its original intensity. This created monumental problems that catapulted the earth and all her life into a downward spiral of darkness, pain, and suffering. Once we closed our heart chakras, the infinitesimal amount of divine love our Mother God was able to project through our right brain hemispheres was barely enough to sustain brain consciousness. This caused our right brains to become almost dormant. When that occurred, the blue flame of power from our Father God and the pink flame of love from our Mother God no longer merged into the perfectly balanced violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Our Father Mother God's balanced violet flame was the catalyst that activated our spiritual brain centers and opened our crown chakra of enlightenment. Without the support of the violet flame, our spiritual brain centers began to atrophy. This forced our crown chakra to close, which prevented us from communicating with our God self and the company of heaven. Consequently, we were no longer able to maintain Christ consciousness. When we lost conscious awareness of our God self and the company of heaven, we started to perceive the physical plane as our own reality, our only reality. We came to the distorted conclusion that our physical body is all that we are, and that the gratification of our physical senses is our purpose and reason for being. As we plodded through our earthly existence, making choices that took us further into separation and darkness, we developed a fear-based alter ego. This fragmented aspect of our personality is known as our human ego. Our human ego usurped the control of our God self, usurped the control that our God self was supposed to have over our earthly bodies. Without the balance of our Mother God's love, we began abusing our masculine power. We made power-oriented decisions that did not take into consideration how our choices would affect other people, or if they reflected love or reverence for life. When we were in male bodies, we abused our power by being violent and aggressive. When we were in female bodies, we abused our power by suppressing it and allowing ourselves to be dominated and oppressed. The more we abused our power, the deeper we fell into the abyss of our human miscreation. As time went on, our plight became much worse. Then, 2,000 years ago, during the dawn of the Piscean Age, an evaluation was made by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to see what the greatest need of the hour was to help humanity. The shift of the ages was coming, and our hearts were still closed. We were oblivious about the love of our Mother God, and we no longer functioned with Christ consciousness. It was clear that without powerful divine intervention, we would not be ready to make the shift into the fifth dimension with the rest of our solar system. The children of God on earth had fallen into an abusive and power-oriented patriarchal consciousness. We were being totally manipulated by the dog-eat-dog attitude of our fragmented and fear-based human egos. We were oblivious of our Mother God and her divine love. We knew that there was only one God and that we were all children of God, but it did not occur to us that this all-encompassing presence of God was both masculine and feminine. Amazingly, we assumed that as children of God, we had a single parent, and we believed that parent was male, a father God. Now, what child is ever birthed without a mother? As above, so below. during Earth's evaluation by our Father, Mother, God, in the company of Heaven, during the inception of the Piscean Age, it was clear that the greatest need of the hour was for humanity to reclaim our divine birthright as sons and daughters of God. The only way to accomplish that goal was for us to return to Christ consciousness. And the only way to return to Christ consciousness was for us to open our heart chakras and the portal within our right brain hemispheres through which our Mother God could return to Earth. In other words, without the love of our Mother God, there was no way to regain Christ consciousness. Humanity would have to open our heart chakras and balance our Mother God's flame of divine love within our immortal victorious threefold flame so that the violet flame could be recreated. Only then could our right and left brain hemispheres become balanced and our spiritual brain centers reactivated, thus opening our crown chakra and returning us to Christ consciousness. In order to accomplish that mighty feat, a divine plan was set into motion by our Father, Mother, God, and the heavenly realms. Our godparents summoned a beloved son and daughter of God from the great silence. These precious beings were twin flames, who had been in the great silence for a very long time, learning how to anchor the archetypes for both the return of our Mother God and humanity's return to Christ consciousness. They are the ones we have known as Jesus the Christ and Mary Magdalene. These selfless beings of light volunteered to embody on planet Earth to demonstrate to the fallen children of God the reality of our own divinity and the reality of our Mother God and the path of divine love that humanity must follow in order to return to Christ consciousness. Jesus and Mary Magdalene knew that because of humanity's ingrained belief in the patriarchal authority of a single Father God, Mary's role would be, initially, as a silent partner. Her part of the divine plan was cloaked in secrecy to prevent the plan from being blocked through the abuse of power being wielded by humanity's patriarchal human egos at the time. Jesus and Mary Magdalene were equal partners, and together they God victoriously accomplished the immaculate concept of their divine mission. During what is referred to as the lost 18 years, Jesus and Mary Magdalene studied in the mystery schools of India, Tibet, and Egypt. When it was time to begin their mission of anchoring the archetypes for the return of our Mother God and humanity's return to Christ consciousness, Jesus demonstrated for all the world to see the imperative first step, the return of the Divine Feminine, our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. At the age of 30, Jesus and Mary Magdalene came to the banks of the Jordan River, where Jesus immersed himself in the sacred water element. Water represents the emotional strata for the earth, as well as the emotional bodies of humanity. Once Jesus was in the water, he participated in a divine ceremony that anchored the archetype for the return of our Mother God. In that ceremony, John the Baptist washed away the sins of the world by baptizing Jesus with the love of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. We have all seen pictures of Jesus standing in the Jordan River with the dove of the Holy Spirit descending into his crown chakra. In that moment, Jesus' right brain hemisphere was brought into balance with his left brain hemisphere. His spiritual brain centers were activated, and his crown chakra was opened to full breath. When this occurred, Jesus became the Christ, grown to full stature. and his mission of modeling humanity's divine potential as a beloved child of God began in earnest. Simultaneously, Mary Magdalene experienced the same anointing through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. At that moment, Jesus and Mary Magdalene became the avatars of the Piscean Age. For the next 3 years, Jesus modeled to the world the path of oneness and divine love that each of us must follow in order to regain Christ consciousness. Day in and day out, Mary Magdalene supported Jesus with her love and held the sacred space for the fulfillment of their divine missions together. The path of oneness and divine love is the only way the children of God will return through Christ consciousness to the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Jesus demonstrated this path and our divine potential through various activities of life and miracles that he performed. He continually said, "These things I do, you shall do, and greater things than these shall you do." Both he and Mary Magdalene clearly revealed the oneness of life through their dedication to each other and their reverence for all life. At the age of 33, Jesus accomplished the final facets of his divine mission. 33 is the master number that reflects the Christ made manifest. There is a lot of discussion at this time as to whether Jesus was actually crucified and whether or not he resurrected his body. The Company of Heaven has confirmed that both of these events were vitally important to the fulfillment of Jesus and Mary Magdalene's divine missions. Contrary to the guilt-induced things we are often told, the reason that Jesus was tortured and crucified was not to atone for humanity's sins, because we are such worthless sinners and worms in the dust that someone had to come and save us. In truth, our Father, Mother, God gave each of us the gift of free will, and no one is allowed to interfere with humanity's experiences or the ramifications of our free will choices. We are responsible for how we have used our gift of life, and we must experience the consequences of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, whether they were positive or negative. Jesus agreed to be crucified because he wanted to prove to the world that there is nothing the fallen human ego can do to the physical body that will destroy the divinity within us. His crucifixion and resurrection proved that even if one's body is reviled, tortured, and crucified, the divinity within is eternal and lives on in our light body. Jesus and Mary Magdalene came to anchor the archetypes for the return of our Mother God, and to demonstrate the path of oneness and divine love that each of us must follow in order to return to Christ consciousness. Jesus knew, however, that our human egos were powerful and that our lack of trust in ourselves was overwhelming. He was very aware that the potential was great, that we would misunderstand his mission. After all, many avatars had come and gone since humanity's fall from grace, each with the intent of teaching humanity the path of divine love that would lead to Christ consciousness. But in every attempt, humanity separated ourselves from the avatars and deified them with the hope that they would save us. Jesus was determined to not let that happen this time. So he created a plan that would clearly demonstrate to humanity that we are each responsible for our individual return to Christ consciousness. In the final act of beloved Jesus' mission, He wanted to clearly reveal to humanity that he cannot do this for us, and that we are not saved simply because he was here. Jesus left a powerful archetype to prove that no matter how dedicated we are to him, we are each responsible for our return to Christ consciousness. In order to lead this archetype, he invoked the assistance of his beloved disciples. After Jesus' resurrection in the light, he remained on earth for 40 days. During that time, he expanded his light body and lifted the disciples into Christ consciousness so that they could experience the return of our Mother God and what it was like to reconnect with their God selves. In Christ consciousness, the disciples were able to perform all of the miracles Jesus performed. They quickly learned the lessons that would enable them to continue the mission that he had started, that had been started by their beloved brother Jesus. They prepared to spread the truth of our Mother God, the reality of humanity's divinity, and the path of oneness and divine love that would lead to Christ consciousness for every evolving soul. At the end of the 40 days, however, it was time for Jesus to ascend into the next phase of his mission. At that time, the heavens opened, and Jesus ascended into the realms of illumined truth. When he did so, he withdrew his light body from the disciples. Since the disciples had not attained Christ consciousness through their own endeavors, they began to falter, and they lost the ability to sustain Christ consciousness. The disciples realized that in spite of their great love for Jesus and their dedication to him and his mission, he could not save them or sustain them from Christ consciousness. Reaching Christ consciousness was something each of them would have to accomplish on his own. The most Jesus and Mary Magdalene could do was anchor the archetypes for the return of Christ consciousness and our Mother God, and then demonstrate the path of oneness and divine love that each of us must follow in order to sustain Christ consciousness for ourselves. For 10 days after Jesus' ascension, the disciples struggled with their predicament. On the 50th day after Jesus' resurrection, the day that we now refer to as Pentecost, the disciples realized what they must do in order to attain and sustain Christ consciousness. On that day, the disciples entered what was called the upper room. This was a higher state of consciousness that they each attained by consecrating their lives to the path of oneness and divine love. In that elevated state of consciousness, each of the disciples opened his heart and from the depths of his being invoked the return of our Mother God through a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Their prayers were answered, and this time the baptism by the Holy Spirit was through a sacred fire instead of water. In that instant, the disciples' right brain hemispheres were brought into balance with their left brain hemispheres. Their spiritual brain centers were activated, and their crown chakras were open to full breath. This allowed the disciples to regain Christ consciousness and to connect with their God selves. We have all seen depictions of the disciples after their baptism by the Holy Spirit, and each of them have a flame blazing up from the crown chakra, indicating that they had regained Christ consciousness through the balanced return of our Mother God, and that their mission of spreading Jesus' teachings of the path of divine love to the world was at hand. Even with all of the archetypes that were carefully anchored during the Piscean Age, Jesus and Mary Magdalene knew that it would be millennia before humanity would really understand their message and reclaim our divine birthright as beloved children of God. It was obvious that our human egos were not going to relinquish their patriarchal control easily. The resistance would be great, and every possible effort would be made to suppress the role of Mary Magdalene and the truth of our Mother God. Jesus confirmed this knowing in Revelations when he stated, "In the day of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God will be fulfilled, and time will be no more." He said this would involve the second coming of the Christ through a baptism by sacred fire. The Piscean Age was the day of the sixth angel. Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace because of the influences of the sixth solar aspect of deity. This aspect of deity pulsates through the constellation of Pisces and bathes the planet for approximately 2,000 years while we are held in the embrace of this constellation during the precession of the equinox. Jesus' symbol is the fish because he and Mary Magdalene were the avatars of the Piscean Age, which is represented by the symbol of the fish. So now we move forward to discuss the shift of the ages and the birth of the new earth. The seventh angel is the age of Aquarius. The predominant energy that will bathe the earth during this 2,000-year cycle is the seventh solar aspect of deity, which is the violet flame, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. The seventh angel is beginning to sound, and we have now entered the age of Aquarius, during which time the seventh solar aspect of deity, the violet flame, will bathe the earth. We have now, God victoriously, passed through the shift of the ages. Humanity en masse reached a tipping point that allowed the return of our Mother God in profound and unprecedented ways. Now the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth has made the choice to reclaim our divine birthright and to return to Christ consciousness. On December 22, 2012, humanity received a baptism of the Holy Spirit. This was a baptism of fifth dimensional, crystalline, solar sacred fire from our Mother God. This baptism by sacred fire lifted humanity in energy, vibration, and consciousness into a frequency of vibration that allowed the birth of the new earth in the fifth-dimensional realms of cause. On that sacred and holy day, literally millions of awakened humanity around the world focused on the birth of the new earth. Together we created a force field of divine light that moved the earth and all her life through an unstoppable shift that allowed humanity and this planet and all her life into higher frequencies of the fifth dimension than we have ever known. Now we are abiding in frequencies of divine light and love that will transform this blessed planet into the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. We have birthed the beginning of the renaissance of divine love, and humanity will co-create the patterns of perfection for this renaissance in the physical world of form. As we live, move, breathe, and act out of that profound truth. As we do, our physical reality will be transformed, and we will tangibly experience the wonders of the new earth that we have successfully birthed. Throughout 2013 and the next few years, the Company of Heaven will guide us unerringly through myriad opportunities that will accelerate the process of our individual and collective transformation into the tangible patterns of perfection for the new earth. These are wondrous times. We must now stay focused in the light and pay attention. This is the beginning of our glorious new reality. Day by day and moment by moment, we must monitor what we are empowering through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We must recognize the newly activated divinity that has been birthed, the Christ consciousness within every man, woman, and child. As we interact with every experience in our life, day by day, we must ask ourselves, am I responding from my newly activated consciousness of Christ consciousness? Am I responding from the newly birthed planetary cause of divine love? Is what I am creating manifesting patterns of perfection that reflect the oneness and reverence for all life? If not, we need to stop, take a breath, and reevaluate our responses. Day by day, as we invoke these patterns of perfection, respond through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings out of this new reality, interacting with the divinity, the Christ consciousness in every person, regardless of how their lower human ego is kicking and screaming or responding, trying to prevent the manifestation of the new earth. There is no turning back. We now have the ability to totally accept the reality of the new earth and act out of that truth, bringing those patterns into our daily life. Or we can revert back to the old patterns of the old earth, wreaking havoc in our lives. Nothing will prevent the ultimate, total manifestation of the new earth. By acting out of those old patterns, however, we can delay that perfection and drag our feet into the patterns of the new earth, which is something we don't want to manifest. With the birth of the new earth, we have moved into a higher order of being. Even though from the outer appearances of this dense physical plane, the old earth, many things sometimes appear in the outer world to be the same. But remember, the physical plane is the very last dimension to reflect the changes that have taken place in the realms of cause. We are experiencing the initial impulses of our renaissance of love. And as we focus on these patterns of perfection, we will transform our lives. Love is the order of the new day on planet Earth. This is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. This is the reality of the new Earth that we now live upon in the realms of cause and in higher levels of consciousness. A supreme consciousness of love is now filtering into the heart and mind of every person on the planet, and soon no one will be able to resist this new consciousness of love. each person will begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This is true whether or not the person is aware just yet of the profound shifts that have taken place within them. As we move through this miraculous time, keep this knowing in your heart and mind, and pay attention to the loving experiences manifesting all around you and the opportunities you are being given by your I Am presence to add to the light of the world. You are going to be amazed at the things that are happening within humanity that are reflecting the new consciousness of love, oneness, and reverence for all life. As we know and understand, profound truth never begins at the top. It always begins at a grassroots level through the mass consciousness of humanity. Listen to these words and let them resonate in your heart. This is a message from your I Am presence, revealing to you the opportunity is at hand. I am my I Am presence. And through my I Am presence, I am open and receptive to the divine directives of my God Self, which reverberates with the full manifestation of Christ consciousness. I am experiencing a new level of inner knowing, and I now understand my mission with a new clarity. There is an awakening taking place within my heart flame. I am recognizing my responsibility for the conditions existing in my life and on earth. I remember deep within that through the universal law of attraction, I am co-creating the physical plane. My thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are projected onto the atomic and subatomic physical matter, and they manifest in physical form. As my gift of life flows through me, it picks up the vibrations of my consciousness and then expresses those vibrations in visible form, experiences, and circumstances. In other words, what I think about, what I put my feelings and energy into, I am bringing into form. Because of the confusion I have experienced in the past, I have inadvertently given power to physical matter. I have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become my reality, when in truth, it is only an illusion that has been created by my beliefs, my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I now realize through this new level of Christ consciousness a greater clarity and understanding that physical matter is nothing more than a mass of atomic energy that is controlled by my consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. My world reflects my human consciousness. And now, in the past, I have tried to set about changing my physical conditions instead of changing my consciousness. Those conditions are only the reflection of my consciousness. Trying to change the physical conditions without changing my consciousness was like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. Now I am one with my I Am presence. And I am one with Christ consciousness. My transfiguration is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level since I have birthed the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of perfection. The seed of awareness is growing within me. It is blazing like the sun and radiating forth rays of light. My heart flame is expanding, and the flame of transfiguring divine love, which is cradled in the divinity of my heart, is expanding as well. This is a magnificent rose-colored flame with an aquamarine radiance of clarity. Pulsating in the heart of this flame is a resplendent opalescent sun of transfiguration. The flame of transfiguring divine love in my heart is now expanding and connecting with the flame blazing in the hearts of every man, woman, and child on earth. This activity of light is creating a powerful force field around the planet, a force field reflecting the full divine existence of our Mother God, an actual network of light, a planetary grid of our Mother God's transfiguring divine love. The collective radiance of this network of light has formed by the flame of transfiguring divine love, pulsating through the heart flame of all humanity, is the most powerful force on the planet. It has created a bridge of light that spans the abyss from the lowest octaves of human suffering and consciousness into the highest realms of illumined truth and limitless physical perfection. This is the bridge to freedom over which the souls of this earth have ascended into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. Within my heart flame, I am united with the heart flames of every person on the planet. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Pulsating in through and around this grid of divine love, I realize I am being presented with unprecedented opportunities to be an instrument of God and to serve as a surrogate on behalf of my sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. I accept this opportunity with deep humility and gratitude. I am an instrument of God. I am weaving my gifts, talents, skills, knowledge, strength, courage, compassion, and love into the tapestry of the divine plan for the new earth. I am the full manifestation of Christ consciousness. I am God in action. I make a positive difference in my life and in the lives of all humanity every day. Through the focus of my attention, I am expressing the following divine truths daily and hourly with every breath I take. I am one with all life. I am divine consciousness. My Mother God is now manifest on earth through me. I am divine love. I am infinite abundance. I am the harmony of my true being. I am vibrantly healthy and eternally youthful. I am a peace-commanding presence. The actions I take every day improve life for all life evolving on this beautiful new earth. I have a healing touch. I am communing with the angelic and the elemental kingdoms. I am transfiguring this planet into the new earth moment by moment with every breath I take. And so it is. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Feeling the full manifestation of our Mother God and Christ consciousness now manifest on earth through every particle of life. Breathe in deeply and return your attention to your physical body, knowing that our Father, Mother God, and the entire company of heaven are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to bring these patterns of perfection from the new earth into physical manifestation tangibly in our life experiences. Precious Heart, thank you for the opportunity that you have given to me for joining with you to bring these patterns of perfection in the physical plane. Please join with us again next week as we bring in these patterns of the new earth, expanding the kingdom of heaven through all life experiences. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.